Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, hey. All right. Starting to wonder where that applause was. Yes, hello, everyone. Glad to have you with us. Yes, it is Friday, Psychic Love Doctor Show, Rebel Card Night. Oh, yeah. So glad that you've joined us. You know, I like to think that personal prophecy, the card reading method that we're using for, to conduct the readings here this evening, is the modern method for the modern world, okay? Very down to earth. It involves our everyday lives. Oh, we'll get a little bit of some of the great lofty stuff, but basically we're living in a almost said material world.
Okay, Madonna.
No, but seriously, this method will take you from day to day. And I am very happy to share it with all of you. Our blog talkers who are already getting in line for their calls into the show, and to our Facebookers who we love joining us as we are live streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So thank you all for joining us. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday into Saturday. Some of you are already into Saturday. So I'm very happy to have you here. And we'll get the show rolling in just a few minutes. Reminder, we're using ordinary playing cards, okay? So bear in mind that this is not tarot, not oracle card reading, not any of the systems that are out there. This is simply ordinary playing cards, the personal prophecy method, all right? And it's important to remember that. So often people will come up to me and say, oh, I hear you do tarot card readings. Wish I did, but I do not. Tried to learn it, but it simply went over my head. And I felt, well, it seems that maybe I'm best sticking with personal prophecy. So with that, I also want you to know that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of your calls. And that will only take me a moment or two to put them out. Gives me a chance to see a little bit more about you than just rifling off a few cards and answering your question. So anyway, I would like to hand the torch to Jimbo now.
I guess that's me.
That is you.
Yeah. All right, welcome everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd like to also remind all you folks out there in the various platforms that are with us tonight, if you are international, let us know at any time and we'll give you live international shout-outs. And we'll start it off right off the bat. We got Laura, who's up in Canada, and we have Sophia, who's back with us, and she is also back in Sweden. She's been running around India for a while. So welcome, folks, and anytime somebody shows up international, as long as they let it be known, we'll give them live international shout-outs anytime during the show. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call to get a free reading. When you call that number, you'll hear a method that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. I tested it. I can honestly tell you that if you have silence for prolonged periods, it's a problem. You should probably hang up, call back. Facebookers, yes, that are with us tonight because we are broadcasting live on Facebook simultaneously as we also do the Blog Talk Radio show. If we get gaps in the phone callers, we will. We will indeed turn to you folks. Just can't make promises on times and frequencies and all that stuff. But you shall be the first to know, and we'll give you instructions then on what to do. So, and regardless of how you get your free reading, when you hear that sound, the rebel yell, that means your reading has been concluded. All good things must come to an end, including free readings. That way we can get to the next folks. So please, when you hear that, let it be known, let it be done, and just let the reading come to an end. Because you can always call back another time, another show. But before you depart, we shall give you a card tonight. Tonight's card is only a Friday-only Rebel card. So before you leave, you will get a message from the Rebel deck. It won't be sugar-coated. It won't be from the good witch of whatever the hell part of the frickin' world she was from. And all that. I think she was the East, wasn't she? Oh. I don't remember. The good witch of the East. Was she the East or the North?
Well, she's the North.
Wicked Witch of the West. We all know that. But I just wonder which one that one was at the beginning.
She was her sister, the Nasty.
No, I know her sister, but I
was the Wicked Witch of the West.
You didn't even come close to answering my question. What was the good witch? What part of the world was she? Now, let's subtract one. West is gone. We know that.
What?
We know she's not the Wicked.
She was Glenda, the Good Witch of the North.
North, thank you. Thank you.
I
don't know. I don't know.
No, you guys, I have not been sick. I want to make that established right off the top here. No, we've had to attend to some other things during the week.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Rachel.
So now, what witch did the house land on?
What is this about?
I brought up something about the cards. That's all my cards. I'm just curious.
The witch was the bad witch. The wicked witch of the West. The East. Was the East? I thought she was the West.
West was the Wicked Witch of the West is the one that they ran around the whole show. The house landed on a bad witch that we never saw.
We never saw.
Okay, that was my question.
Feet rolled up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think that's the captain said the East. So there you go.
I have no idea.
Well, she just gave us our answer. So answer has been given. And given it has been. All right, let's see. I talked about this. I have talked about all the talking I think I need to do, except today in this country was Groundhog Day. A stupid little tradition where some frickin' rodent comes out of a hole in theory. Comes out, if he sees his shadow, he runs back in the hole, and we get winter, like, what, 6 more weeks or something? Well, that's the one but that legend's been around before they invented that rodent in Pennsylvania. And then if he doesn't see a shadow in theory, spring's going to come on time or early or whatever, so apparently he didn't see a shadow today, little rat bastard.
And so we're having an early spring.
And that's the theory. And I've never look to see if they have what his little frickin' record is.
I have to tell you, my late husband is from Pennsylvania, and he often would go to this place called Punxsutawney that you've often seen in that movie, Groundhog Day.
Well, that blew it up. That made it worse.
Yeah, and what they would do is people the night before would start their partying, and it would be cold. And usually snow. And they would take those great big, what are those big drums called? The big.
You mean like a 55-gallon drum? Okay.
And they would light fires in them so people could warm up. But the drinking started, yesterday. They would stay up all night till the little rodent, as you call them, came out.
Little rat bastard.
And then they would continue on through the day.
It's also National Tater Tot Day. Everybody likes the tater tots. If you like any kind of potato, everybody loves it. And it's National Bubblegum Day. So really important stuff there. Yeah, everything there is vital to the world security. So, all right, Deb, do you have anything you want to toss out there? Hesitation and silence means that she doesn't have anything to talk about.
The wheels are spinning as I...
Well, but then the wheels should make some noise while they spin.
There's been a lot going on, but why don't we just head to our...
I really don't think there has, actually.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Well, apparently you haven't been following all the news.
Oh, there's always shit going on in the news. Who you want to talk about that crap? Every day there's somebody shot somebody or somebody cheated on somebody.
Oh, but there's the Kelce and Taylor Swift whole thing.
A very, very small percentage of Earth cares about that shit. 90% of people don't.
They're saying that all of the Kansas City Chiefs fans are in an uproar.
No, football in general is sick of the shit. We don't care. We don't want to watch that. If I wanted to watch a soap opera, I wouldn't turn into football. So I don't care about that.
Oh, Rachel, you don't know what tater tots are? Tater tots. They're little, I don't know what you'd call them.
Google it. You guys probably have a different name for it, maybe. That's all.
She called them potato pots.
I heard them, you know, a lot of times a generic package will call them tater rounds because tater tots might be a trademark name by a company.
Tay-Tay for president. I've heard that too.
Maybe tater rounds.
Who did you say it got a...
All I heard was that Darius Ruckus got arrested for drugs. He's a country music singer. He used to be formerly known as Hootie from the Blue Fish.
Oh, Hootie.
He was the lead singer of Hootie. But he's been doing that country thing now for a long time and very successful at it.
They think Taylor is stealing the focus of the game. I think the girl is not jumping out a window.
They're not stealing the focus of the game.
With the team or anything.
But I don't need the camera to go up there every time they mention his name.
She just wants to go.
She has no control.
It's on her.
It's not her. I'm not giving her crap. She has no control over the cameras. It's just, it's the networks. They're the ones that suck. And I did notice that the AFC Championship game, they didn't go up there as much. So maybe they got some feedback. People said they're sick of this shit. So because they didn't go up there very much. As they a game, like one or two playoff games before, they went up to like every 13 seconds or near the end of the season. It was like ridiculous. So.
All right, I want to remind everybody, the method of personal prophecy is going to reveal to you the potential of anything that you are asking about regarding your reading. It can involve meeting lasting love. It can be about a new job or job versus career for the future, because there's a big difference. It could involve your children. You name it. The potential will reveal to you whether that potential is strong or the potential is very weak. All right. I could name off of all kinds of examples, but I'm sure you'd rather see them in your own cards. Bear in mind, it's not going to come and knock on your door. You're going to have to put some effort into it. If your cards are saying, oh boy, there is an awesome new partner coming into your life. Well, you can't be like, what was her name, Rapunzel, who sat up in the tower? I mean, maybe he might throw some kind of rock or snowball up there. But
she couldn't get down.
Was it?
Rapunzel had no way of getting down.
Didn't she have to keep spinning straw into gold? Or who was it? I don't know.
That was a dude.
Yeah, that little troll. But... anyway, didn't she hang her hair out the window?
That was King Midas that made that little guy do that, right? Because he wanted gold.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't remember. I thought it was King Midas that wanted all that gold.
Anyway, so I
people
wanted to mention
to people out there turning music into
the
gold.
The more that the same prophecy about your life is in the cards, the potential is still there. Now, remember, other people are out there making choices about their life, and in many cases, it's going to impact yours, okay? It's just something we can talk more about as we go along. So don't hesitate to ask me if something is unclear to you, okay? Okay?
All righty then. Then let's take that caller who's been waiting very patiently. First caller is going to be 208. That area code is in Idaho. 208, you're the first caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to have you with us. And your name is?
Thank you so much. Alyssa.
Yes. Alyssa, I know we've talked to you before. Yes?
Yep, twice.
Okay. Well, please tell us what's going on and what you're interested to find out.
Okay, well, first I'm going to give you guys some answers. It was the Wicked Witch of the East that the house fell on.
Okay.
Yeah, we.
I know, totally okay. Random. The fairy tale for spinning gold or straw into gold was Rumpelstiltskin. And Midas was a different one. Midas was he got the touch where he could turn anything to gold.
Well, Midas had the Midas
thank
touch.
Thank you.
Really, I thought Rumpelstiltskin was the guy who slept forever. No, that was somebody else.
That's
wasn't it?
Rip Van Winkle.
Yep, there you go. All righty then.
You got them all mixed up.
Yeah,
I didn't get them all mixed up.
That would be a fun way to make
that.
A new story, though.
It is.
Wouldn't it?
I just juggled them around. Yes, indeed. Right, Midas had the Midas
touch.
That is
awesome.
Right.
Yes, and you just reminded me of something, and how I crossed this bridge to what I'm going to say is beyond me, but somehow it came to me. And when you get to my age, you kind of have to blurt it out.
If you get a chance, folks,
go see Poor Things. This is one of the contenders for the Academy Award Best Picture, and Emma Stone is absolutely stellar in this movie. Okay, so if you get a chance, somehow you made me think of it. So thank you very much, Alyssa.
It will be a bizarre movie, and that's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
But it will not. You will not fall asleep.
All right. I like bizarre.
Yeah,
it's there. It's
and
there.
We're not going to tell you.
Drugs were taken. Drugs were taken during the making of that movie.
It's going to blow you away.
Sort of. Well, after you get to that point, it won't blow you away that much. After all the crap you see the whole movie, you'll be like, yeah, okay.
We looked at each other and went, wow. Wow.
It just wasn't what I thought.
You get to see Emma Stone naked.
Yeah, because that's what all women want.
And Mark, what the hell is his last name?
I never knew that guy's name, ever.
Ruffalo.
Doesn't mean anything
naked,
to me.
And he's up for an Academy Award, too.
Doesn't mean much to me.
So don't hesitate if you get a chance. All right.
Okay, well, all right.
And you said it's called Lost Souls, right?
Called Poor Things.
Poor Things. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Academy Awards aren't going to be till in March.
March. It's crazy. It's a crazy movie. Let's just call it that.
Oh, yes. Mark Ruffalo is comical this time.
It actually is a comedy. It's just so bizarre you might not get a chance to laugh. You'd be like, what am I watching? It's crazy. All right.
Yeah, twice I looked at Jim and I said, do you want to go? And he said, tell me.
She always says that. She's always worried that I'm bored.
Well, I was kind of wondering, where is this thing going?
You never give up on
it. And then you find out. They want to know, Courtney, answer her while I listen to Alyssa. What are you drinking?
Well, I am drinking a watermelon, zero sugar Monster Energy drink with Bacardi regular old white rum.
Okay. Now, Alyssa.
Inquiring minds want to know. All right, Alyssa.
Focus on you.
Yeah, and we're not going to short her because of this.
No.
So her reading has not started yet.
No. So.
No worries. You guys are very entertaining. I love it.
That's entertainment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm all ears.
Okay, so mine's a little bit random as well. I had talked to you guys before about a gentleman that I had a dream about, and you said it was a prophetic dream. But then I had some stuff happen where I just kind of had, I don't want to say like a mental breakdown, but just, you know, when you hit a really bad low, and I felt really blocked from that. So I just want to check and see if Shane is still an option romantically, if I want it to be.
Okay. All right. One moment while I lay out the cards.
Of course.
Uno momento.
Now refresh our memory. You call him Shane. Do you know him?
No, he's somebody who's semi-famous. And so, like, I have a signed CD. He's an actor, but he does sing as well.
Okay.
And so, no, I haven't met him in person.
But you've dreamed of him. And, you know, things like this do happen. They do.
Yeah, and it's been years ago that it happened, but it just keeps sticking around mentally.
International shout out to Melody in the UK.
All right, let's see.
Yay, international shout out. Yay.
Well, my cards are that due to the distance, we'll say, between the two of you and the fact that you're not really on each other's wavelengths yet, that it will take more time, but the potential is definitely there in the cards. Now, maybe it's something where you need to make contact with him on his Instagram or, you know, over Facebook or however you can locate this guy. You know, that a lot of them are very accessible, like on X. Oh, I hate that. I wish they'd have, you know, left it as Twitter.
Kept it as Twitter. I agree.
Yeah.
No, he's a dumbass. He's obsessed with X. You know,
well, now
what?
They're putting computer chips or something in his head.
Don't embellish the shit out of that. Don't embellish. Now they are putting computer chips, a whole bunch of plural they are putting. A whole bunch of crap just went down in that one sentence.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, yes, the cards are indicating that this is entirely possible, but it wouldn't hurt to make an attempt. You know, a lot of people have met, whether they're across the planet and they connect on Instagram, which I still don't understand the purpose of Instagram. I have one, but I'm kind of...
It's another social media platform. International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Hello there. So I got to tell you, though, wowee, look at the number. You've got men all around you, Alyssa. Yes, you do. It is raining men all around you. Now, there's a guy here that you may encounter very soon. Do not trust him when you run into him. There is definitely a female in his life. This is not the one that you've had dreams about.
Yeah.
This is somebody else. He is a pathological liar. You don't want to get involved with him. Okay, because there's a woman here who honestly thinks she can change him. Yeah. The way
poor lady.
She needs to change herself and get out of there. But also you've got another one that you are going to meet over a great distance. And this could become a very meaningful relationship for you. He's all completely honest, okay? Then there's another couple guys. I mean, you got guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, which indicates more than 5. All right. So anyway,
thanks.
I want you to be aware that you're going to meet somebody likely over the internet, through Facebook, and watch out there because a lot of these scammers use the very same language. Hello, dear. I hope you don't mind.
Right.
I'm imposing on you. Oh, yeah. And I often say to them, come on, get original. You know, if you're going to try and scam us, do it with some originality.
International shout out to Laura in London, the UK.
And so I want you to know there's another one here. These are two guys. One is a little older. The other is, they're like, one is older, one is younger. And Alyssa, you're right there. So I feel like you may already know a couple of guys that are smitten with you. Could be through your work, could be when you're out socializing. You know, are you aware that you get a lot of male attention when you're walking, like into a building or, you know, putting gas in your car? You are.
No.
You're getting a lot of attention.
I've been single for 5 years, mostly to work on myself, but that and I've become disabled, and I'm trying to work through that kind of stuff. But
well,
that's good to know.
The right one will see right completely beyond all of that, you know, the obstacles, and will see you for you. And that is the guy I feel is Shane. Right here, he's under what is going to surprise you. And that's why I say you should make contact with him through one of his social medias. All right?
Yeah, I've tried. I've even talked to his bandmates, but he's a little hard to to get a hold of, but it's okay. I'll find a way to meet him in person.
Sure. And remember, a door will open that is meant to open. So
yeah.
Your cards are very, you have really good cards. And I want you to definitely reflect on all the work you've done on to yourself, with yourself, because you've really done quite a bit and you are right on the brink of entering what will be a truly loving and wonderful relationship. So if he's ready for you,
that means so much.
You're ready for him, watch out.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
All right. All the sunshine.
Perfect timing for that, too.
Here comes a rebel card. Subject of her rebel card is stop sleeping so damn much. Wake up. You're missing some cool shit.
Does that resonate for you?
It fits with what you said about other people noticing me when I'm, like, just going about my life.
Right. Okay. Try to be consciously aware. You know, a lot of times we're afraid to make eye contact with others. But, you know, if you're just walking by or, Jim, how do you feel if a pretty girl walks by and says, and just goes like, hello, and just walks by you and smile, you know, with a smile?
Just say hi back.
Yeah, right.
But if you say, if a pretty girl says it to some kind of freakaloid, now he might think, oh, my God, she wants me bad. I must follow her till the end of all earth. So, you know,
yeah.
A lot of bad weirdos out there. So
freakaloid.
It's best sometimes it's best not to engage a stranger because you don't know what you're going to get sometimes. That's the world we live in.
Well, I think from what I see here that this Shane is getting really ripe for picking. All right? And remember, they get sick of all their groupies and the hangers-on and, you know, they get tired of that.
Or do they?
They do.
Or do they?
What do you mean? You
or do they miss them when they're gone?
I think it depends on the person. But considering he's 45 and not married yet, I don't know.
No.
Well, marriage is... I don't know why that has to be some kind of a eulogy or something, the marriage thing.
It might be better if marriage became a negotiable contract.
It doesn't even matter. It's just,
that
it's,
is
it's,
renewable. Like say, get together every 5 years and renegotiate.
It matters the most for taxes in our country, really, if you want to do the tax thing. You know, everything else is like, yeah, you know, whatever. Marriage is – there's people that are married that don't act married. You know, they do out and cheat on each other and beat each other up and shit. So, you know, it is what it is. That institution is what you make it. And you can make
very
such an institution
exactly.
Without getting married if you so desire.
Well, I think this is going to be a banner year for you, Alyssa. I really do. Things are going to start happening for you. So
that's
be prepared.
Don't
sleep too much as Jim's cards.
That's what the rebel card said. That is just what the card said.
He's like, no, I didn't say shit.
That's right. That's exactly. It was not my words or thoughts. It is the card I pulled.
I have. And right now, if there's something firing with my app, but if you go to my website, you can access the very same app. I mean, we'll call it a program. All right. And if you look on the top menu, it says free reading. The website is psychiclovedoctor.com. Totally free. It's the same thing that we have in the app, and we still have to get somebody to.
But you can do that on your phone, though, too. You don't need the app. You can go to that website and access that.
Yeah,
read it on your phone.
And then bookmark
it. It's like doing an app without doing an app. So, you know.
And I want to urge you to, because you can ask this program as many questions as you want about Shane, about yourself, about the future. It's endless. And then see what you get.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, try that out. Some people swear by it. I've used it when I've got a business meeting to go to. And I need to know, what is their focus? Are we going to be talking ideas? Or are they looking at money, you know, dollars and cents? And it's very useful, this app. So give that a shot. see what you get.
All right. Thank you for letting me know.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you patiently holding to be the first caller.
Yes. Oh,
she's of course.
Adorable.
You guys have a great weekend.
You
yes,
too,
sure.
indeed, from Idaho.
What? And I love it, Catherine. Like you said, a real happy, bubbly, good vibing voice.
I believe she is our only caller from Idaho.
I meant to ask her if they had snow. Oh well.
Pretty good chance they do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever been to?
No, Idaho, the state of Idaho.
I've driven through there.
I maybe have passed through there, but I don't call that been there.
No.
No. So. All righty then.
Very girly voice, you're right.
Yeah, as opposed to the manly voice. Yes, right.
Well, some women have smoked too many cigarettes, and so I'm like, hey, hello, yeah, I would like a reading.
It's like that, what's that, VJ Black, what's her name?
Who?
The one on the video jockey that used to be a VJ on MTV, and now
oh,
she's on set. Is that something black?
God,
something
I
black, isn't
said
it? Is it Anita Black or something?
Nina
black?
Blackwood.
Nina
black.
Blackwood or Nina
yeah.
Blair, something like that. She's
but
sounding
she
pretty
had
rough.
Cancer.
We looked it up. That was what somebody told you, and that's not why her voice is jacked up. Nope.
Well, then maybe she had too many cigarettes.
And she was probably just naturally has that voice, and probably maybe smoked. You know what? Remember what? Good old Whitney Houston, her problem was smoking the crack pipe fucked up her vocal cords pretty bad.
What a God-given gift that woman had. I mean, seriously.
But remember, it messed up her vocal cords bad.
And there was devils and demons in those pipes that she, yeah.
She's the one that coined the phrase, crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
Yep, during that interview. And everybody loved it because they thought it was the dumbest thing ever, but it was funny. All right, we're going to move on, Deb. 775. We're moving on. 775. We believe it is our Wendy. Is it our Wendy?
Yes, it is. I'm so happy to speak to both of you.
Well, hello.
Welcome, and thank you for holding.
Thank you. Well, I've narrowed down to where I'd like to move to two different. It's called Gold River, but there's two sections. One of them is called Park Place. And it's gated. And then the other one is called Crocker Grove, and it's gated. Will I buy in one of those properties or something else? And how soon?
All right. That's a good question.
It is. It's very clear, Deb. You get real estate type stuff like that.
Oh,
people
all the
moving.
Time.
It's like a moving. Basically, it's like a moving question because you buy and then you're going to move into it. So.
Now, are they both equal in your mind as potential homes?
Well, Crocker Grove is more expensive, but there is a certain charm about Park Place. It's not cheap, but I just feel drawn to that community. But there's other little villages that I have not looked at. So I was, now that I know that those are my two favorite, will I move into, will I buy either one of those? Or there's also a condominium section called Stanford Place, but it would cost me a lot of money to install a stair lift. So, but I could do it.
Well, they're asking what you said about the Grove.
It's Crocker Grove, right?
Crocker?
I already typed that in there.
That is true.
Okay.
I did type that in there already, so.
Okay.
All right. Cards are going down. The old gated communities. Those are nice. You want a little extra level of security that makes you feel a little better. A little, you get a lot of less solicitation type people knocking at your door in those kind of communities. All right. Cards are down. What do you got, Deb?
All right, right at this particular time, Wendy, I am not seeing you choosing either one of these. They are not showing themselves as making you happy in the long run.
So
in other words, if these were my cards, I'd be thinking, I need to keep looking because I don't like the cards that are here that are pertaining to, I asked, would you buy either one of these? And I'm seeing that the cards are saying no, that you would not.
Well, she was out. She was wondering if there'd be another place.
Yeah.
I am working with Laura, my realtor, and Ian, the the mortgage man, that I believe they are very honest, very good people. Hopefully I'll continue to work with both of them.
And, you know, really good professional realtors will not mind if they have to show you 100 places, because they stand to make pretty penny.
They do. And
that's from this sale.
And they want you to be happy because you will suggest them to other folks too. And that's, word of mouth can be a very good way to get other clients. Yes, indeed.
How quickly will I buy? Will it be in a few months, or what do you think?
Well, you know, realistically, you could decide to buy a place tomorrow. You know, that's your, you are in charge of your decision making.
Well, then look at it the other way. When do you see her moving?
I feel that you will be negotiating on a new place. You got the three clubs here. Three clubs indicates, Grandma called it duration of time, which I didn't ever think that said anything. What it is that the event is coming at you, and it's under the designation regarding home. So it's going to be where you are, I think that you are going to hardline your negotiation over this particular property that you haven't met yet, haven't seen.
So you think it'll be another one that hasn't come into the picture yet?
Right. But when you walk in the door, you're going to know this is home. Okay, just you'll feel it in.
And when is it going to happen? Is it going to be 1 month, 2 months? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say with the three clubs here, it's a card that indicates approaching. So I usually think of this as within 3 weeks, but it can
Great.
Go as far out as 3 months. But I really think that time is of the essence here. You know, for you. And the person who owns this house is very motivated to get on the road out of there. So,
okay.
Yeah, it could definitely be within 3 weeks.
Okay, all right. Well, Wendy, stand by real quick for your rebel card. We got to get moving on. Your rebel card says, eat your vegetables. Eat some stuff made by Mother Nature. I don't know if that means maybe sometimes you eat a lot of frozen stuff or not, or maybe you are already doing that and it's good for your health, both physical and mental.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, thank you very much, Wendy. We appreciate it. Thank you for holding. She had to hold a long time.
Thank you both very, very much.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
We appreciate
honey.
You. We appreciate you calling us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You know, when you've got that kind of pocketbook, you're not going to be like the rest of us where we sort of just run out and grab something.
It has to suit her needs in many different ways. So you got to be careful. There's no rush either. I think it's one thing if you're in a desperate rush, and that changes the whole game.
It does.
Yes. So
and
all
the
right.
person who is selling that particular house is in a rush.
Oh, yeah. The one that she doesn't even know of yet. Yes.
Watch
gotcha.
Yourselves, you guys. Big Brother is watching. And probably listening.
Well, yeah. It's usually not a human, though.
Unbelievable.
Usually some software that's picking up on keywords. And even sometimes they're idiots. So.
Aura, got to change that, okay? From I wish I could, you need to turn that to I will. I know I will.
Mm-hmm. And it's not meant for everybody. Sometimes people like not owning a home because leases give you a lot more flexibility on bouncing around, you know.
Well, they've been wanting to have a
I'm
home.
Just throwing I'm not saying her. I'm just saying in general. It's not like oh my God, I must own a home, I must be married, all these things I must do in my life. Well, you do what you gotta do in your life, whatever your thing is. It doesn't mean you have to do those things. All right.
Yeah, and you know, it's coming.
That would be 520. Holy
Hey, you guys. How are you?
We're marvelous, marvelous.
We're pretty red hot tonight, yeah.
We're simply marvelous.
I hear it. I hear the sizzle.
The sizzle, yes, the shizzle of the sizzle.
Yes, so how are you?
What's
good. I got my little bit of universe here in the car. We're going back home.
Oh,
and
she is with child.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know we will not have a full rated our adult, yeah, mature audience type of conversation. We understand. We totally understand. No, we are not. So, we are not on. Are we on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Oh, so that means we have to be careful of the words that we emit out of our mouths, too.
No,
well, you just said it, Deb. You just screwed that up.
No pillow.
So I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to say, you know, it's been like, I don't know, typical ecstatic highs, and then, I don't know, like the discussion of dancing has been coming up, and I give explanations, you know, why I want to be on my own when that takes place, and I keep getting asked, did you go dancing, did you go dancing, you know, and I've explained over and over again, you should really let me alone on that, and
does he really need an itinerary?
Just say yes every time he asks. He'll quit asking. Oh, yeah, I absolutely did.
Well, what if you didn't?
No matter what happens, I went dancing. You know.
It's kind of
It isn't, right.
I have to explain, I need, you know, my time alone. And I said, you know, you make your fun and I make my fun. And never the twain should meet. And so, but we're very exceedingly friendly with each other, and we have a Monday night dinner that I've organized and with some girlfriends, and he's invited. So he's been chipping away at me, and he wants to come, and blah blah blah. What do you see, Deb, as far as this wonderful beacon in the light card?
Okay, thank you. I love how you put that. I like that. I'd love to get buttered up.
She's looking for the card radar, what's on the immediate future, the path that she is on. What is that?
Okay, we're
done. Dun, dun, dun. So she's on the road again.
On the road again. How about you?
I can't wait to get on the road again. Good old Willie Nelson, man.
I thought he was coming here for a concert.
I don't know. The guy's 450,000 years old. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Angie told me today we're getting, and I went for God.
Getting old herpes?
I said a lot of elderly people will be at that time.
Monkey circuit? What are we getting? The hurricane?
A couple of bands that are coming.
Okay. That happens all the time. I mean,
okay,
they go out there and they want to make that money and maybe get some young 15-year-old goofy people backstage that they haven't been able to play with for a long time.
Here's what I got for you, Lisa.
She's here.
Okay.
Well, I have that he is spoiling for an argument in the way that it really irritates him that he doesn't have your undivided attention.
Oh, you're not under his thumb.
All the time. And this dancing thing is really ticking him off. Okay. And remember, the flaccid sultan embellishes when he sees you.
Or somebody he knows sees you. Sure, he's not out there watching her all the time. She would also see him.
Well, for instance, if you're on the dance floor with a guy, he is, well, let's see how I can put this. Let's just say your dancing partner has hands where they are inappropriate. And this isn't true. This is what he's telling your neighbor.
No, in other words, he's lying. He's embellishing, like she said.
Yeah, he's a liar.
Brad the embellisher.
And he's got his own agenda. He wants your neighbor.
Well, sometimes that does happen, but not always on the dance floor.
Well, right. And it does, like she said, he's embellishing, though, anyway. So even if he didn't, he's going to say that, oh, my God, it was freaking dirty dance like a movie.
The neighbor always feels by telling her that Placido has seen her.
El Placido. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. The good news in your card is you are getting ready to make some very good money. Okay, money. Green stuff.
That's good. Right, greenback, baby. Dinero.
Yay.
And?
Yeah, and that's good news. Work is going to hit a bit of a, what could I call this, like a go into low gear for a little bit, but it's going to pick back up. All right.
Well, you know.
As far as your work goes.
That's the business world typical. A lot of times it'll hit little speed bumps.
And what, you know, the neighbor has been busy learning about you for a year. Remember this guy. It's like 747 go over his head when it comes to the wave of Lisa, the wave of winter. Because remember, in the past, he would just get together with some, gay fellows. They'd probably drink and get high, and then they would just go to it.
Zorro, the gay blade.
Yeah. Where with you, you require the handling, your high maintenance.
Special.
You know you're going to hold your ground.
So special.
So don't let this get out of control, because he would like to get you mad enough, or maybe not mad, irritated. Let's go with that. You'll say, fine, I will not go out to the dance club anymore.
Well, that's his goal.
Yeah.
He thinks in his mind, if he gives her enough crap, she'll stop it to end the crap.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
that will never,
even though it could
ever
have the opposite effect.
What? Go
that
ahead.
Will never, ever happen in a million trillion years. I have too much fun.
That doesn't.
I have girlfriends that are, we have a lot of fun. I mean, we fan out, you know, we don't pitch up with each other there. And I made up my mind, if he does show up, I'm just going to give him the big welcome. You know, what else can I do? I don't know. But I could also tell him, you know, listen, I don't horn in on your parties. You shouldn't do that to me.
Well,
boundaries. He doesn't appear to have a big respect of any boundaries.
The thing is, so you've got to keep that now. If you're making that deal with him, you can't.
You know, it shows up right here, like regular chat. I don't know why you engage it individually, but
anyway,
okay.
I just wanted to mention to you that you need to hold the ground. But then when he's going somewhere, I guess you can't really give him the 33. You know, I could do that with you.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't. Oh, God, no. I would never ask, you know, where you've been. I don't do that. No way. But lately, that's been coming from him.
Because
you're
outside of his grasp when you're out there. And that Flacido guy, he is stoking the fire.
No, Flacido.
Yeah. No, I don't answer him either. I don't tell him. You know. I don't give him any answers.
So, while your grandson is there, let's have a Christmas tree. Because that little boy has enough issues with his own home life, you know?
Oh, she'll launch him if there's any issues. She doesn't need to play around when it comes to her grandson.
Right, exactly.
She'll kick him to the curb in a heartbeat, so we know that.
But everything's going to, otherwise, everything is pretty cool.
You see no major obstacles, more
no
of the same.
I'm so, I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to the next couple of days. We're going to have fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I see it.
Indeed. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Since we have
little ears, I will
tell her something.
Oh, hang on, Deb's gonna. Deb isn't done.
Okay, what did I convert it? How about if I say the little lamb is going to tell you things about his Kama Sutta? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's kind of mad about something. So, yeah. All right, go for it.
All right, I'm going to clean this up since our young ears are. The subject of your rebel card is stop whining, and it says no one wants to listen to that crap. Complaining makes you weak. You have strength to change the world, so do it.
Yeah, there you go. You
do it. Just do it.
I love it.
That was
I love it.
Yeah. Hold on to your power.
Power.
Make him crawl through crushed glass.
Yes. Wow. I don't think I would do that, but okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, hon. If you can, check in with us tomorrow night.
Indeed. Come find
you guys
us. Hunt us down.
Have a wonderful Friday. Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I want to say to Laura, we don't understand about these stars, but thank you. Whatever.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
Sending us anything positive is good, but that's great. Hey, let's move on, Deb.
All right.
Area code 917, New York 917. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Or should I say welcome back?
Oh, hello. Hello. Thank you. So glad you guys picked up. Wow. I always love this show.
Is this Kit Kat?
Yes. Kit Kat, yes. Yes. How are you?
That's her alter ego, Kit Kat.
Oh, we're a bit on fire tonight. We're doing well.
This girl is on fire.
Let's see the moon.
Not running about
good.
The moon is actually ace.
This might be a crazy question, but a little while ago, I had a reading on another show, and this person was giving what sounded like fantastic readings for the other callers, and what he said to me did not resonate at all, and I was very upset about it, supposedly about what spirit wants me to do, and I'm resistant. And if I continue to be resistant and I don't follow, then my life will not get better and it will not flow.
Who said that?
And,
the man?
The other reader?
Yeah. That was like the gist of it. And it was like, I don't know. So it's kind of upsetting. I was just wondering if you pick up anything. Do you think he was right?
Hmm.
Was that an accurate reading and I really am need to get with the program?
Was it in specific terms or just in general?
Was it like your general life path, or did he nail it down to a certain subject?
Yeah, no. He said that I should be working in with elderly, like in senior citizens places, or I guess maybe nursing homes, organized groups, and teach them and, take them. I don't even know what he means to organize groups. I was trying to say, but I never did that. I don't do that. That's not my personality. And he was saying, like you could get a group together and have them do some artwork and they would love you for it and they'd appreciate you and you'd be serving and that's what God wants you to do, that kind of thing. I'm like, well, I'm not autistic and that doesn't even appeal to me. And then he's saying, well, you have to give. You can't just be a taker. And I said, well, I have given. I've been a caregiver for a lot of my life, for my grandmother and then for my partner. And, I did it because I loved them and I cared about them. But I wasn't drawn to doing that, and I'm not, and I don't ever want to do that again. It's depressing. So he said, yes, that would be. But this is different. It's a different environment. You would be helping the elderly, and teaching them everything that you know. I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, that's what he was saying.
Okay. Well, first is I have a hard time running down anybody. It's like I don't want them coming to my place and kicking the shovel out of my
head. Well, she didn't get specific, so you're not.
So
yep, she named nobody.
He actually is coming through in your cards as somebody that loves to showboat, that enjoys, I'm trying to think of a good word, sort of like tempting you to want to hire him. Okay.
Oh.
You want to, he was putting in you
little seeds.
Yeah.
Of that. Ooh. Of geez, I need to know more type seeds.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you got to do these things. Well, I don't even do that. Well, that's what you got to do. And then you, yeah, I got you. So what you're saying is you don't see the same thing.
Correct? I do not.
That's what she wanted to know.
Yes,
yeah.
I do not. And I want to try and shake that off.
Shake
honestly,
it off.
Honestly, I don't see that for you at all. You know,
great.
Your time with caregiving. And
that's
no, yeah, that's not a relevant thing in your cards. But like I said, I look at things, I guess, differently. And
yes,
he is after garnering or gaining paying clients.
So he's not looking out for her best interest.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So
I
that
don't think so. He's kind of in love with his own press that he gets. So that's the trouble when you start going around. It's like when you have to go out shopping, say, for a dress, an event, and you start going to a dozen different stores. Pretty soon you can't pick anything because you're so confused.
Right, but you have, but you know when you do that, that there's going to be those ones. You,
yeah.
When you go, like, when you're shopping for a car, there's going to be that guy that thinks he's like the snake in the Garden of Eden, can talk anybody into anything.
Yeah.
You know that when you do
yeah.
stuff, you're going to run across those guys, and if you recognize them and move on, then that's good. So
what I feel is, what I'm seeing here is that he wanted to kind of irritate you in the sense that you would become a paying client.
Or intrigue her.
Yeah, intrigue her.
So like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. I must learn more type of
for
thought.
For clarity.
Yeah.
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 So.
And you know what? Wow. I think you would probably know if that was in your blood to keep doing stuff like that. You would already
yeah.
know that.
Yeah,
he wouldn't be telling you something new anyway. Because if that was your thing, if
mm-hmm.
I want to do with these people, I already knew that. He would be confirming something you already knew. Not throwing something out there that you can't even figure out. Like, what's he talking about?
That's
yeah,
what
so,
I feel.
If you attend a show, do it as an amusement, you know, and try not to be swayed.
If you continue.
Right.
You know,
it's
about business.
Business,
you know,
business.
Also, what was the name of the stepdaughter that you have? Grace? No. What was her
the
name?
What?
Your stepdaughter.
Grace.
Okay, Grace. There, I gotta tell you, if Grace is too busy now to see you, she's gonna make a beeline for you as when she and her husband start problems. She isn't gonna want to talk to her mother, but she's gonna want to come to you. And you know, bringing a baby into a relationship, as wonderful as it is, can be some of the biggest stress a couple's ever going to experience.
A lot of times it'll test the couple and see what they're
mm-hmm.
really made out of.
Exactly. And I see her becoming very disenchanted with her husband. He comes,
wow.
through, as, he comes through as being a little immature. And like he thinks, well, that baby came out of you, so I guess you're taking care of it. You know, a lot of these guys will play dumb. I don't know how to change a diaper. I don't know how to feed a baby.
Or he could not be playing.
What,
he could be. He could be. Well, right. Well, that, and a lot of people, there's some things that people don't want to learn, and that's probably it.
Yeah, but
yeah, I don't
want to
change. Why do I want to learn how to change a dirty diaper? You can do that. You already know how. That type of logic.
You are a source of comfort and advice for her. She's not going to go to her own mother. Mm-mm. She's going to come to you. Yeah.
Wow. So do you see they haven't had problems so far? It will only kind of start with the baby?
Yes. And the thing is, you know, babies are wonderful, but men just don't have a lot of patience. It didn't come out of them. And I found one of my husbands, I got up in the middle of the night. I thought it would be so cute to watch him out there feeding the baby, and he was squeezing the bottle, so the milk, the poor baby's like, his mouth and cheeks are full of milk, and he's trying to drink the bottle, but the husband was trying to hurry him up, and I thought, well, that's going to be the end of the middle of the night feedings.
in the middle of the night.
So she's going to want to come to you, And I wouldn't be surprised they don't stay together, which is unfortunate. But
life is life. Many a folk do not stay together.
And Kit Kat, you have a man coming into your life.
Is it a mighty good man?
A mighty good man.
Okay.
And it's going to be around live. So we'll keep that in mind for next time. Okay. And Jim's going to.
I do.
Did
I
you
have
say
your
around what?
Around when?
I didn't hear that. It's going to be around something.
Your home.
Around your home. Not. Yes. It wasn't a time frame.
Around your home.
Oh, that's where I'll meet him, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's somehow there's going to have something to do with your normal things you do in life around your home and your whatever you do, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be around her.
It's not going to be some bizarre trip or something like that. It's going to be some normal everyday thing around your where
Ooh,
you live.
Oh, and he's going to really light your fire.
Come
Ooh,
on, baby,
yeah.
Light my fire.
Seven of Clubs, card of passion. And sexual attraction.
Holy guacamole.
Ooh, I'm going to need to bat
I
myself.
Thought I lost it already at this point. Gosh.
Well, watch and see. All right. Well, I hope that helps about the other reading that you had.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're the best. I'm going to give up on that other guy.
Darling. Thank you.
Even if I don't, get in or calling for a reading, I like to listen because you guys are awesome and funny.
We appreciate it.
Well, that's Jim. He's
funny like a clown? Yeah. Or am I here to amuse you?
Yeah. What is that guy's name?
Joe Pesci.
I like your
sense of humor. Yeah. From Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah. He gets rolling, Jim.
All right. Here we go. Her rebel card is Don't Effing Force It. Allow that shit to come to you.
Oh, I like it, though.
Probably the person you saw coming, I'm assuming.
Yeah, grace is going to come to you.
Yeah, don't go looking. Just let it come to you.
It'll come in its own way and time.
The path is, they're already, everybody's on their path. Just got to wait. Sometimes you're looking for something and you miss it.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
And about the new man coming into your life, don't push it. It'll come right to you.
It shall indeed. Yeah. I think that's what that was.
I usually say that, my philosophy, very good. Thank you.
That was a good
philosophy.
Have a great
weekend, guys.
Oh, you too.
Absolutely, you too. Thank you for
Take
calling.
Care.
Got another caller.
We can do it.
All right, we're going to go, we're not even going to leave that area code. Another 917 New York. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, guys, how you doing? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can indeed.
Give me one. I just put it. Okay.
What is your name, please? Hi. What's your name? Your name? Hello?
I think he said his name was Ah Shit.
Did he?
Well, he maybe dropped the phone or something. We're here. We are here.
Keep your finger on the pulse.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, sir. Are you on the line?
I'm going to put him back on hold because something may have happened, when he might have been doing something really critical. So I will open the floor now to Facebook Messenger, the first one to Messenger Deborah Lee.
I thought you had one more.
She'll get the
dropped.
Next reading.
No. Yeah. Oh, Laura wanted to.
Well, but
we're going to
take whoever messages her as next. She wanted to call in. She wanted a
messenger.
She, me and that messenger because it's, and she wanted to. She said call in.
Okay.
So don't get all uppity there, woman. You got to do a messenger. The 30-second delay thing sucks for doing readings on the type. It blows goats.
Paging,
Horatio Goat Blower.
Paging Laura.
The Eyes of Laura Mars.
Yeah, I never saw that.
That's a great flick.
Was it?
Great
what
flick.
What was in her eyes?
No, she, for some reason, something happened where she could see, like, this murderer through his eyes.
Oh.
And it was just, really cool back in the day. I think that was 80s, right? Probably.
Yeah.
I can do that, Catherine.
Yeah.
It won't be right. Well, I can do it right now since we're waiting.
Yeah.
Surely I shall do so. Dun-dun. But I will do my normal. We got to do a good shuffle, and I always cut them, and we'll see what that card would be. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Another shuffle we should have. Oh, the clock is ticking, and we're going to go back to the phones and see if our buddy there in New York maybe got through his little dilemma.
Suzanne, she did send us stars. others have two, and we don't know what you do with
them.
We
don't know anything about them except that they can be sent. Hopefully they don't expire because we have a lot of them.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, Suzanne, yeah, we know you can't call in.
Well, hang on. What? Let's chill out. Remember, first of all, let's not start jumping around. After this, we do have a call, a phone-in caller. But first of all, this is for Emily. Let me do it.
Yeah,
got to do it that way. I got to have the rebel yell. The subject of the card is they broke your heart. Fuck them. There you go. I like it. Anybody breaks your heart, screw them. That's the way I see it anyway. They were not meant to be. They do not deserve your tears if they broke your heart.
Right.
Right indeed. All right. The messenger is not ringing and making noise. I do not hear it, Deb.
Yeah. So that's
Let me take a look back. We have multiple. The phones are calling. Oh, look at this.
What?
That's interesting.
No way. Same number.
But it happens once in a while. It's a glitch. It's a blog talk glitch. It's not. It does happen. You want to give it a shot?
No. Well, go ahead.
I don't believe it is.
We'll deal with it.
All right, we're trying again. Area code 917 New York. Welcome. You're the next person on the show.
Yes. I got sorry about that. I just got disconnected tomorrow.
All right, well, you're here now. Who are we talking to?
My name's Ashiel. I've spoken to you guys before.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome back, my friend.
Yes. What can we do for you, darling?
I'll do some career today, you know.
He wants to know some career-type reading about his career, Deb.
Are you in the process of looking?
Are you in transition or want to be in transition?
I have my own business right now, but it's kind of quiet. But, you know, I'm just curious what's coming up, you know, if I'm going to get more creative or whatever it is.
All right.
So he's got his own business, and it's not as fast-paced as he would want right now. You know, and businesses are up and down. Everybody knows. I don't have to tell them. And nobody likes the down, you know.
No.
But, of course not. All right, well, he's going to put the cards down on the ground, well, so to speak, not on the ground, but, you know.
Yes.
Down on the table. And I will talk 10 to my Facebook folks. I I am a multitasker. Let me speak like I can talk properly. Hi.
I'm laying your cards out, hon. It'll
laying the cards. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, 917, that's cool. It's been a very popular area code tonight. We like that. Well, it is also a big state. Well,
New York.
Population-wise, there's a lot of folks running around that state. So, yep, yes, indeed. All right, here we go. Cards are down.
All right, my perception is that you need to try doing something new. Some new type of promotion, make a change, a paradigm shift in what you're doing through, I guess, say, advertising. If you don't have an advertising budget, and a lot of small businesses don't, then it would need to be like word of mouth, maybe something you could do promotionally. It is indicating that a change is required for your business to thrive again. All right. There's a female that you know that is like standing by, and she's got some awesome ideas and would really help to put you back on the, let's say, the, you know, business map. And, it looks like she could work for nothing, maybe in exchange for services or, you know, the products you're selling, something like that. But, yeah, that's what I am definitely seeing, is that you need to, you know, pump some juice into your business so it doesn't completely fail on you. All right?
Yeah.
And I think that if you do that, I'm seeing a great big shift coming for you, even in your private life.
Oh, that is the million-dollar question, as always, the when.
The individual that I see coming for you is currently going through a breakup. It looks like a very strong potential. It's a divorce. but this is someone coming to you. They're sick of where they've been in that relationship. They're done. And it's going to be a beautiful change for both of you. And there is one here. There's a fellow here who makes you very resentful, irritated. You got to let it go. All right. He's turned away from you. Everything that you may try to say to him in communication, he's not even listening to. The best thing to do is let go of the rope. Like it's been a tug of war between the two of you, let go of the rope. It's never going to be. That relationship is unsalvageable, I'm sorry to say, okay?
No, I'm done with that anyway. I'm done with it.
He's on board with that.
Okay, well, I think this individual is going to do something that's going to get you all fired up again in a negative way. So just be prepared. And don't give him that, you know. You hold on to your power.
Yeah, and sometimes those kind of people try to find some kind of different angle.
They do.
To get a foot
in
the door.
Yeah, well, there's like two people right now trying to do it, and I'm just not giving any attention to them. Just like pretty much, you know, like nobody's in front of me. You know, just like I don't give any kind of energy into it at all.
None, right. Yep, exactly. The winning move is to not even play a little bit.
Yeah,
not even
exactly.
A tiny bit. Do not engage.
Leave whoever was in your past, leave them there. Because they have no place in your future.
Yep, that's what he's saying. He's got a good philosophy because if you start giving those people energy, they're going to take that energy and do things you don't want them to do with it.
Damn straight.
And you can use that energy somewhere else, more positive. So, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny, though. The more I do it, it seems like the more of it trying so hard, you know, the more distant myself, I just don't, you know, give any kind of energy. It seems like the more of it coming forward. I don't know what it is.
Well, I guess it's frustrating.
You know what? They're beating on a door that isn't going to open and just, you know, put them on ignore.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's doing. All right.
Yeah, very good. There's your rebel card.
Now, remember, these are the rebel cards, and they're not very friendly, but they want to have a positive outcome.
They're in your face.
Yeah.
True.
The subject says, have you eaten because you're acting like a big baby?
No.
You need food and belly. Eat a frickin' taco. Yeah.
Taco is right.
And it could be maybe make sure you don't neglect yourself. And
that's
eating
what I
is
think
important. Sleep
is
important.
Yeah.
Don't when all this, you got 5, 6 different things going on, don't forget to sit down and do small things. Eat a taco. Have fun. Give yourself some little pleasures in life.
Self-care is important.
And you need to have that.
I haven't been sleeping well lately. That's why, actually. It's just, you know, that's
right.
Probably what
so,
it's about.
You know where to find
Yeah,
us.
Hey, we appreciate you calling and holding. And awesome, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Take
all right.
Care.
Well, welcome, my friend.
All right. We have
You have a good
Laura.
Night.
All right, good night.
Take care.
I think we have Laura ready to roll.
All right, well, Laura, then you must Facebook us now.
Laura,
I'll type it in.
Yeah, I better put her on here. Laura, are you
somebody's supposed to be coming by?
Laura Ford.
Deb, is somebody supposed to physically be coming here?
I don't think so. Maybe
okay.
It's a delivery.
Could be. Yeah, it is early. It is indeed early. Amazon will come till like 10-ish at night here, typically. They can. All right, Facebook message. We'll take the first Facebook messenger call now. And then we don't have much time left in our 90-minute show. So this is going to be it one way or another. I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you. What's funny is if you listen to that song, she does that, and then, you know, she kind of wants to get rid of the guy after a while or whoever she is. Yeah.
Well, that's what we do, Jim. We get these guys, we hook them up with them, and then we toss them to the wind.
Yeah, you listen to the long song, and after a while, she just wants to, like, oh,
here we go.
Stand by.
Well,
there you
there
go.
There she is, Laura. Oh. Hello? Oh, you got your coat on again. It must be cold.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Well, we're being teased with pretty good weather here.
Pump up the volume.
But eventually, we're going to get ours, too.
Well, I mean, we've had some cold stuff just a few weeks ago. It was down in the teens a couple nights for us. That's cool.
Firstly, I want to say hello to everyone that's on the call this evening and all the people on Facebook. I've missed you. You're ace. It's lovely to see you and connect with you. Love your new step up, both of you.
Thank you. My youngest son did that.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's
really thank you so much. And we're happy to have you. Thank you for the stars. We'll have to look into them and find out what they mean.
the stars, you can convert them and use them on your post for local materials and most people.
Ah.
Well, thank you.
We'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We might hopefully they don't expire because then we might have a lot.
No, they won't. No, you can just convert them and use them as like virtual coins in order to promote your videos.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, because we get asked sometimes by Facebook, do you want to promote this? So I guess we'll have to say yes.
So,
all right, well, thank you very much.
What can we help you with?
Quick question. Dealing with a guy, Christy, In and Out Energy, what's going on with him? No contact at the moment.
Okay, I've refreshed my memory a little bit.
Oh, a guy I met last October, back before, met him at Christmas. Lovely to see him, met his family. Then the communication is a bit erratic, in and out, what did you want?
Is this Mr. Ireland?
This guy lives in Ireland, but it's not the guy that you're
talking. Okay.
It's a different,
Okay.
All right.
So you met his family, and then what, he ghosted you?
Well, he just stopped talking. He stopped talking to me about 2.5 weeks ago, and I haven't reached out. I just wanted to...
Oh, she hasn't reached out, so okay.
Yeah, I haven't reached out, just because, you know, I need to protect my energy and do the next right thing, you know, not to be chasing, that's all.
Yeah, that's true. That the chasing isn't healthy all the time. You know,
no,
I don't agree. Yeah.
Men by nature, pursuers.
Especially the serial killers, they love to pursue.
Oh yeah, big time. Those two,
stalkers and serial killers. Hey, they're out there. You know, we don't want to sugarcoat stuff. They're out there. And that's the extreme. There's obviously but there's some people that are not serial killers or serial idiots and they're serial pests.
Did you get a good vibe from his family?
They really like me, but it's complex. He raised his family by himself. There was a tragedy in his life. He raised his family by himself, and he's got two twin girls that have special needs. One of them extremely severe. So he has a lot on his plate this month.
Does have a lot on his plate.
And
yep.
As for you, you're very into him, are you?
Yeah, I really like him, but
okay.
I'm quick enough to let him go. That's the path he wants to take.
I feel he's going to, and this is under everybody, sure to come true. My favorite designation.
Favorite.
I see a communication, like email, messenger, phone, of an apology coming to you.
Okay. The second person that said that to me today, an apology. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the second person I've connected with that said that.
Well, I'm glad that we're in agreement, me and the other person, yes. I feel like, okay, there's a sense of doom around him because of these children. And he is terrified of getting entangled and enmeshed with a woman that's going to break his heart and as well as his children.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
So I think he just kind of headed for the hills a little bit. He might need a little coaxing from you, like a hi, how have you been? Or however you would put it, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we would do here, is just say, hey, how you doing? Because I feel that he talks about you in a very complimentary way, but you scare him.
Yeah.
Okay, because of his situation. And is it really something you would want to take on?
I really like this guy. I'm not expecting marriage and running off into the sunset, but what I could offer, and it would benefit both of us, is a stable, secure connection and to realign and meet when the time is right. I'm not asking, I'm so a fully self-report and self-sufficient. I just want to know what the underlying feeling is.
Well, that's, I think he's been burned before by other women that came along. They were so eager to say, be part of the family. You seem very tense tonight. Are you? You seem
I have this tick that I'm twiddling with my hair when I'm thinking of women.
Okay, all right. So he's just fearful you're going to be like them. So your task is to let him know you're not anything like the others.
Yeah.
He's never met anybody like you. Just be sure when you go into this that you're really into this. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I also see your brother here is feeling a deep sense of loss about you.
You're quite right. Again, 100%. I read his energy. I've seen him at Christmas, and he's absolutely forlorn, very sad.
Yeah.
My sister, on the other hand, no chance.
Well, I see her as having the biggest claws I've ever seen on a woman, really. But as for your brother, I feel he really wants you to unite with him, if you can.
Now, does he have any remorse or guilt, or is it just...
Yes, he does. I felt that from long ago when we started to communicate, you and I. But it's her. You guys came out of the same womb, but you're definitely worlds apart.
Oh, don't miss it.
I feel pity for her because she is such a hateful, unhappy woman her life she brings trouble. She's like a magnet for trouble because she enjoys it. For you, I want you to know you are heading into a beautiful period coming up. Happiness, success. Feeling great. I mean, the Two of Hearts is my favorite card. It's like self-fulfillment. It's self-satisfaction, happiness, accomplishment. And with it is coming a huge shift for you. And what will result is it's very soon. Very soon.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So the advice for me is to reach out.
If you feel ready, because I worry that he may rebuff you at first, which would make you feel maybe rejected. So you may just want to know that he would rather be with you as a sister than the other. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, your mother and father are very close to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Your mother feels like she didn't do enough for you.
She didn't.
Yeah. So she's in spirit, she's heartsick. But father's right there, and your work is going to be up on a big upswing coming too. It's coming.
Yeah!
All right, here's your rebel card.
Rebel card! Subject is shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive. Let that shit go. Whatever that is.
I think you could make an attempt to just say hello to the guy.
Well, I don't know if it's about that or not.
You know,
I think it's my ego and my stubbornness is keeping it because it keeps coming in and out. I'm just thinking, you know the expression, we teach people how to treat us.
Yeah.
And this
is
kind of sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the advice?
Yeah, but the other women kind of ruined this guy a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of woundedness in him.
An awful amount of trauma and heartbreak. Yeah. Tragedy. Absolute tragedy.
So he's scared. Did the wife, was she killed or what? The woman, the mother.
How did you know that? She decided that she didn't want to be on the earth plane anymore.
and she left her babies. But like, I don't, one doesn't blame anyone for that, because when you're in that situation, you've got Hobson's choice. That's you've got Hobson's choice. So I feel very connected to her spiritually as well. I channel her I felt her so much around me.
I would not be afraid. I mean, I would not be surprised if the two of you are meant to be together.
Really? Yeah. Thank you. So perhaps I'll do it another week and then just drop a wishing you well, sending
you
love.
That's what I would do. Right. Just take a stab at it and just see what you get back. He may not answer for a couple of days because he's scared.
Okay.
But Valentine's Day is coming. Isn't that
celebrated
around the world, or is it just us? Valentine's Day?
No.
Yeah.
I was thinking about sending a very simple card, not mushy, thinking of you.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's what you're doing is punting. And you're giving him the ball.
Yeah.
And then see what he's going to do with it.
Thank you very much about the life advice. You're spot on with my brother and sister, 101%.
Thank you.
Everything you said has been, I've already heard in the past week or day. So you're a legend. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Glad to have you among
us. Thank you very much.
All right, honey.
Okay, love you always. You should be advised.
You should get some sleep.
Gotta go.
All right.
You gotta go.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's a sweetheart. All of you guys are.
All right, we must depart.
Yes, unfortunately. Until tomorrow. Tomorrow. Love Dr. Phil, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. He's here. We'll be looking for you. Bye.